Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It is time to rock and roll, y'all. You know why? Because we are getting ready on Pep Talk for our guests this morning from the Pensacola People's Hospice Foundation, who are getting ready for the fourth annual Rock for Vets 5K Run and Walk. We are rocking in the house right now. Christy Stafford is here. She's the development director with the foundation. And her guest that we have with us this morning, it is... Where did my little piece of paper go?
Hartley.
Steve Hartley.
In the building.
So welcome, guys. We've got a great event coming up. We had to kick it off with some rock and roll.
I know. Now I'm like very excited for the event. I'm pumped. More than I'm normally excited.
Well,
but
you're
I'm
so
even more.
Low key anyway, Christy.
Right. My energy's at an all-time low normally.
No, never. Your low energy is everybody else's.
I love it.
Well, tell us about this. I guess we'll start with this. A fun event is coming up. It's the Rock for Vets 5K Run. So that's the fun part. But on a more serious note, talk a little bit about the People's Hospice Foundation and what that's all about. Because I'll be honest with you, I've lived in this community a long time, but I'm not that familiar with this particular foundation.
Well, no, I'm glad you're asking that because I think it's really important. So I just joined the team a few months ago. And honestly, knowing the cause and what we do was just kind of like my calling. You know, I love hospice. We've talked about that many times. So we are a local hospice and our foundation does amazing work. So outside of the veterans, which of course we'll talk about a lot, but we also do huge things for children and teens who are experiencing grief. We just had Camp Hug. Aww. So helping understanding grief just a few weeks ago. We had almost 40 children and teens.
Oh my goodness. That makes me sad, but I'm so glad they're getting some help and comfort.
And I think that's why we exist, you know, to be able to provide that support to the children and teens who need us. So some of those kids have experienced major loss. One in particular, one of the teens, she actually lost her mom and her dad in the last 2 years.
Oh, how heartbreaking.
What a like tragic loss for a young person. So to be able to spend a day meeting other teens, meeting other children who are going through that. But then we had a lot of fun activities. So it was safari themed. So we were able to have animals and do all sorts of great things. So that's a huge thing that we do. And then we also support our hospice patients. So being able to provide charity care for a hospice patient in need and also just go the extra mile. We have a lot of poverty in this area.
I think
we are all very familiar with that. So a hospice patient who might need that additional assistance, food, electricity, housing, you should never have to suffer at the end of life for something that's just a basic need. So.
And especially there are a lot of seniors who unfortunately don't have family that live nearby.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly they're old enough that they've literally outgrown their family in some ways. They're isolated. They might just be living on Social Security, very limited funds. And that's sad. You don't want someone like that going through their last days alone.
You definitely do not. And I just delivered a window air conditioning unit to two of our patients. Husband and wife are both on hospice.
Without AC this week?
And they were beyond grateful. So it's something that, you know, a couple $100 made a huge impact on their daily life. So, and I know Steve will talk more about the veteran side because that's why we're here today.
Okay, Steve, you're up, buddy.
She's a veteran. From me. I don't have anything to say now.
Well, you are a veteran. So thank you, sir, for your service.
Well,
we appreciate
you
and all you've done for our country.
Now, you know, I've been with the company since we took over the hospice and started the foundation. All I can say is we're growing. I'd say now we're toddler. I used to tell everybody we're still at the infancy. Now we're at the toddler stage, the way we're moving. Christy coming on board with the team, I would say.
Right.
But when it comes to veterans, you know, the foundation, what got me is the homeless veterans and taking care of them at their end of life.
Yeah.
And that's where the foundation comes in. We get them off the street. We get them over to Crestview Manor. We got a room over there that we pay for every month. Initially, it was just a regular room, but we had volunteers over there in that area that went in and rehabbed that entire room. So now it's a beautiful room that they get to spend their remaining days in. And that's all because of the people's team. It's nothing that I did, but the veterans, Rock for Vets is our largest fundraiser for the foundation.
Okay.
So I will tell everybody, we're the only family-owned business, hospice healthcare in the state. So we're just in it for the community where we live at. We're not a corporate entity. But we'll sit there and take care of vets, like Chrissy said, with the family this past week. We also take care of veterans that need their electricity turned on. The one caveat is that they need to be hospice you know, but they don't have to be a People's Hospice patient.
Right.
If another company in town or the area had somebody on hospice
mm-hmm.
and their person needed air or whatever the case is, People's Foundation will take care of that for them.
Oh, that's great. So, that's really great.
I mean, the veterans is the biggest thing for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I truly thought that, well, I'm not going to articulate what I thought when I first heard it. I'm thinking, really? But, you know, now that I'm into it and we got some phenomenal veteran organizations throughout the community.
Right.
That we've partnered up with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could go on for hours. And, I mean, then I start getting a little...
No, I'm getting emotional right now listening to you.
You know, because when we talk about these veterans, some of these men and women that I see, they look at me and they're like, I don't deserve this.
Mm.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
You deserve this recognition because you are willing to do something a lot of people cannot.
That's right.
So... I mean, I'll let her elaborate more on the great things the foundation does,
mm-hmm.
but Rock for Vets is our main key to bring money into the foundation.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Rock for Woo-hoo. Vets. I like the title. We had a little rock and roll music to kick things off here this morning. This is a big event, and let's talk about the dates, the times, and you're doing something special this year, this 250th crew. What's the 250 crew?
Yeah, I'm excited because America's 250, so we had to honor that. So we know that there are many people that want to get involved. They might be a small business. It might be an individual. I know for me, like, I wouldn't be at a level I could sponsor. Mm-hmm. So we created the 250 crew, which is a really cool way to honor America, but also for people to make a difference. So by giving or raising $250, you can actually get in our crew.
Oh.
So you're on the website. You mm-hmm. will get your registration, of course. And then also you get a really cool hat, which I guess we should have brought one today, but it is really cool. And you get that just as a little thank you. I know you're not doing it for that reason, but that's a big part of making a difference.
Hats are cool.
Just trying to, you know, build the awareness of what we're doing. A lot of our board members have signed up to do the 250, and they have had so much fun posting pictures on social media and the cute hats. So.
Okay, so you have that crew that you could become a part of,
right?
But you also have sponsorships for the event.
We do, absolutely. So sponsorships start at $750 and go up from there. We've got some great people that have joined at our top levels. We've got Pete Moore and Service First Bank, very grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then register to run or walk. I mean, that is a huge thing. $35 makes a difference in the life of a veteran. You get a very cool shirt that's new this year we designed.
Okay.
So it's white, it's bright colors, mm-hmm. Very patriotic, and come out and have fun. It's very family friendly. We've got all sorts of activities, bounce house, great food trucks. It's a day of fun.
Well, we got to give them the date. We haven't given them the date and time and where it's going to be.
Well, please show up September 5th.
So it's important.
September 5th. You do need to be there that day. So it's Saturday, September 5th, and then it starts at 7 a.m. because it is hot outside. We are starting first thing for the run portion. The run itself will actually start at 7:30, but the event starts at 7.
Okay.
And then it's at Maritime Park.
Oh, perfect.
Right,
so it is on the water, so you get a little bit of a breeze.
That's right.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so we're talking with our friends with the People's Hospice Foundation, all about the 4th Annual Rock for Vets 5K Run and Walk. It's going to be Saturday, September 5th. Mark your calendars now. Where can they go to register? Is there a website?
Yes. So you can go to People's, H as in Harry, F as in Frank, .org. Or you can also call 850-696-0911, and we can get you registered that way too.
Okay, don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to be rocking for vets for the rest of the half hour right here. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts are here with People's Hospice Foundation, and they've got great news for us all about the 4th Annual Rock for Vets 5K Run and Walk. So, Christy, in case someone's just joined us, kind of recap for us this event and what y'all are all about.
We are super psyched. So we've got our 4th Annual Rock for Vets coming up Saturday, September the 5th. If you want to see me in my fullest energy possible, show up.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
And there will be coffee there. So with me with caffeine, it's even crazier. So we'll kick off at 7 a.m. at Maritime Park. The actual run walk starts at 7:30. So we want to keep it nice and early. And the event is done by noon. So this is a perfect way to kick off Labor Day weekend. Come out, have fun. And I know we hear a lot, like, I'm not really a serious runner. Of course, we do have people that are serious runners coming. That's great. But you don't have to be. Come mm-hmm. walk with your family. Enjoy. Super family friendly. We have lots of different free vendors there, too.
Oh, fun.
Grab some goodies while you're there. Check everything out. And then, of course, like, face painting for the kids.
Oh,
bounce
perfect.
House. All those good things. So it's going to be a really fun morning. And we have some really fun awards that we're going to do, too.
Oh, okay. Tell us about those.
Oh, the fun awards. This is the second year that we've done this. We'll do Most Patriotic. So come out.
So you can dress up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come dressed up. We have Best Dad Bod.
Everyone's favorite.
I've not heard this award before. Yeah. Best Dad Bod. Okay.
Craziest Socks.
Now I might be able to do that one.
And there's a few others, but there's one to emphasize the idea that it's a run walk. It's not a race. Uh-huh. We have the award Dead Last Place.
That would be what I would get if I was participating.
So, eligible for this.
So everybody has an opportunity to win something while they're there.
Okay.
You know, and prove out. But
that's fun.
You know,
I love it.
We sat down and we came up with those. We'll have a volunteer award for... we have Sailor Marines out there, so we'll do a military volunteer award, whoever.
Nice.
And then we also do it for, other, civilian volunteers that help us.
Okay, so if someone wanted to get involved with the foundation, could they volunteer for this event to help you guys out? Are you already set for that? Or?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take volunteers.
They can get in touch with me. My phone number's all over the paperwork.
Okay.
They can call, talk to our volunteer coordinator, Christy.
Okay. Is there a good number to call?
Yes. Our main number is the 850-696-0911. So definitely call us and we'll give you more information about that. And you can also register that way. And for $35, you're making a big difference here locally, which, you know, sounds like maybe a smaller amount, but it actually makes a big difference. And collectively, we just know we're going to have 500 people show up. That's our goal. And then also we want to raise $65,000 for our local veterans. And I think it's amazing. It all stays here locally, supporting our programs and our veterans that are on hospice here.
Okay, so the People's Hospice Foundation is a quick little blurb here. It says exactly who you are. A nonprofit organization dedicated to enhancing the well-being and quality of life of individuals and families receiving hospice and community care throughout Northwest Florida.
That's a perfect summary.
I can't
think
of a better cause, quite frankly, especially veterans. And that's why Steve is here as our veteran liaison.
If I could add this caveat, the money we raise goes to the foundation. There's no overhead, so there's no employees. Everybody's a volunteer.
So you have a volunteer board.
Correct.
Yes.
Everything comes into the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another thing that made me want to be a very part of it is because, you know, I know what their money's gone to.
Right.
Because we've all heard those horror stories of other people in the past where 80% was gone to the business and 20% was gone to the vets.
Right.
But here we have an opportunity for 100% to go to the vets.
And that's important.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited about this event. It sounds like a lot of fun, but what I'm more excited about is that it's a great cause.
Yes.
I'm very happy to hear about the People's Hospice Foundation and to find out more of what you do, but you don't just do a 5K once a year. So talk a bit about what you do throughout the year as we get into fall and the holidays and on. You know, so many things that you're doing in addition to
This is not a foundation thing, but come November for Veterans Day, we do a tour of honor at the Naval Aviation Museum, and what we'll do is we will bring veteran residents from different facilities around assisted living, skilled nursing facilities to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll cater in food, feed them.
Oh, nice.
We'll have the Admiral come down and he'll talk to them. And we've had World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
Oh, that's great.
And Gulf War. So as we know, we don't have a lot of World War II vets anymore,
right,
but we still have some Korean and definitely Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make a day, and then they'll get a personal tour around the museum. And the thing of it is, I always got to smile because we have all of them in wheelchairs being escorted by sailors or Marines that are pushing them.
Right.
And some of these people are like, no, I can walk. No.
Sit down.
You know? We're honoring you.
So, a couple years ago, it was from Korean War, and I'm trying to explain to him, you need to sit.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me and goes, you're trying to intimidate me. No, sir.
I said,
but is it working? Feisty. You know, and he's like, okay, I'll stay sick.
Yeah.
You know, but I had to laugh. I'm like, my goodness.
Well, I had the honor of being part of the honor flights when I was one of the guardians, and I had two World War II vets who were not in wheelchairs. And at one point, I was doing an interview with somebody, and I turned around and Sue Strong said, where'd your vets go? I said, I have no idea. They ran off. They weren't interested in hanging out with
me.
They were exploring. They were having a great time. But things like that tour of honor, I love the name, and it is important.
It is.
It's so special for those that get to participate. So you could use volunteers for that too, I would imagine.
Oh, we do. We use staff from work. Mm-hmm. Come out and volunteer. We use Sailor Marine volunteers from the base. But anybody's welcome to volunteer as long as, you know, you let our volunteer coordinator, somebody know that you want to volunteer.
Okay.
Well, even on a daily basis, just volunteering with our hospice patients is a need to be able to give a caregiver a break, to go to the grocery store. And, you know, we go through the training so you can expect that. But I think most people have had a hospice experience in their life, and to have that person who cares about you and is thinking of you as a caregiver.
That makes a difference.
Huge difference. And again, we're local, so it's just easier for us to connect with families right here that might need help.
Okay, so what's that website again?
It is peoplesf.hospicefoundation.org. And check it out. And you can find volunteer information all about the foundation, of course, the event. And then we're all over social media, too. So we have a Rock for the number 4 Vets Facebook page. So check that out. And then, of course, we have our People's Health Services, which has hospice and home health information as well.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple more minutes left. We'll be back with our friends from People's Hospice Foundation getting ready to rock and roll with our 4th annual Rock for Vets 5K Run and Walk on September 5th. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk. We're back with our friends from People's Hospice Foundation getting ready for the big event, the 4th annual Rock for Vets 5K Run and Walk. Christy, tell us all about it.
All right. So mark your calendar, September the 5th, which is a Saturday. We are going to be starting bright at early 7 a.m. in Maritime Park. And we want to see you guys out there. Come run, walk. You know, it's a 5K to start with, but it's very family friendly. We'll have food trucks, great refreshments, vendors, face painting,
dress up for prizes.
If you don't want to run or walk, just come support, show up, and just have a great time. And we have music, obviously. We need to make sure and say that Rock for Vets.
So that's right, rock and roll.
We're rocking. It's a party in the morning, and start your Labor Day off right, making a difference. For $35, register, go to peopleshf.org. Call 850-696-0911. We'll get you registered. And it's not too late to do the 250 crew or to sponsor.
Okay. All right. Steve is here. He's our veterans liaison. So, Steve, what's your favorite part of this day? Is it judging the contest, the costumes, or?
It's more so when it's over. It's like,
the relief.
Okay. I've done a lot of events. You're not supposed to say that.
Honestly, everybody knows. I mean, we have everybody come out, the camaraderie. There's a couple people that have ran every year,
right?
And I look forward to seeing them just because they always have jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So
the passion.
Enthusiasm is contagious.
It is. Right. And so, I mean, we're going to have cheerleaders this year when they cross the line.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're going to be set up.
Are you going to be in a skirt with the pom-poms?
Not me. No.
I will be.
I've come to see that.
I've got the short shorts and the.
Okay. Yeah, give us that website one more time.
peopleshf.org. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Christy and Steve. Appreciate you both so much for all that you're doing for our community.